Felicia Westpoint and Sharon Friesley's business trip to Denver got off to a bumpy start in Atlanta on Monday. For starters, Westpoint says the security lines were longer than she had ever seen them.
I flew shortly after September 11th, once you started having to take your shoes off and all that stuff. It was worse today than it was back then. The lines were wrapped all around baggage claim. So we went over, we got a little tip and went over to the international side and got through no problem, but that wait was two and a half hours.
And the long lines weren't the only thing on their minds. Friesley says they were both aware that just days earlier, a man had somehow gotten a gun through the security lines in Atlanta.
You're wondering, was it because of lack of TSA, or what breakdown really happened, or what, you know, and it could be possibly because of the whole shutdown itself.
Miami International Airport closed one of its concourses over the weekend because TSA workers weren't showing up to work. A terminal in Houston was also closed due to staffing issues. But it's a different story at DIA.
Throughout the shutdown, we haven't noticed any change to airport operations or to security wait times.
Emily Williams is a spokeswoman for the airport.
Yesterday, at all three checkpoints, the average wait time was about 10 minutes, which is very normal. So luckily, we haven't seen the same impacts that other airports around the country have seen.
What do you credit that to? Why is that?
I think a lot of it is TSA leadership here in the region. And, honestly, these agents are doing a great job. They are not getting paid and they're showing up to work every day.
But some in the aviation world, like Joshua Wagner, say travelers can't see all the negative impacts of the shutdown. Wagner represents air traffic controllers in Colorado. He says morale in the control towers is low, with workers not getting paid. He also says some important safety features aren't online.
The impacts are far-reaching already, just because right now the safety redundancy and support workers that we normally have are not coming to work. So you have, where we would normally have our airspace and procedures support, they're not there. Our quality assurance, quality control, not there. Training department support, they're gone. Aircraft certifications, gone.
On Monday, Wagner stood behind Democratic lawmakers from Colorado's congressional delegation as they used the backdrop of unpaid TSA workers to urge President Trump to end the shutdown. If the shutdown continues, Representative Diana DeGette says more travelers will be put at risk.
These people standing behind us are solid employees. They have the safety of the citizens paramount. That's why they're working without a paycheck. But this can't go on for their families or for the overall safety of our system much longer. That's why we're here to say, open the government, then we can talk about border security in a way that's economical and will work.
And Representative Ed Perlmutter says he's turned his office into a support center for workers who were impacted by the shutdown.
We, in effect, have an open house for federal employees to come in and understand what resources are available to them. And if they want to grab a bite to eat when they do that, we're supplying that as well.
Back at baggage claim, Felicia Westpoint and Sharon Friesley were ready to start exploring Denver for the first time. But with the shutdown showing no signs of letting up, Westpoint says they're worried about the trip home.
I really hate that their lives are being affected to the point where it impacts my life.
More than 15,000 federal workers in Colorado are affected by the partial shutdown. I'm Scott Franz at Denver International Airport.